Green Building. Introduction. Awareness of green building has turned into a global phenomenon. In its beginning stages, the concept of green building was a niche market made up of visionaries and members of the Back to the Land movement of the early 1970s. Green means different things to different people. The growth of the green building industry can be attributed to many factors, including 1. The rising cost of energy. 2. Air quality issues associated with urban sprawl. 3. An increasing awareness of current and future water shortages. 4. An awareness of the importance of indoor air quality. 5. The appeal of higher density development that contributes to cohesive, walkable neighborhoods. Now that green building has become mainstream, the market for green products has exploded. U.S. Green Building Council, USGBC. The U.S. Green Building Council, USGBC, founded in 1993, is a private 501(c)(3) membership-based nonprofit organization that promotes sustainability in the way that buildings are designed, built, and operated. USGBC was instrumental in the founding of the World Green Building Council, WGBC, in 1999. The USGBC is a consensus-based organization of members from a wide range of vocations, including architects, engineers, developers, builders, realtors, and property managers, just to name a few. Green building trends. The concept of green building has moved from its beginnings as a hippie fringe movement to a mainstream force that is impacting every aspect of commercial and residential building and development. Today, awareness of green is at an all-time high. There is no one definition for green. It means different things to different people. A standard measure of green is found in a variety of green building certification and rating programs. According to the USGBC's website, the number one trend in green building is energy efficiency. The lighting of homes, commercial buildings, and outdoor urban areas accounts for 22 to 23% of the energy consumption in the U.S. Of that 22 to 23%, 25% is residential and 15% is outdoor, which leaves 60% for non-residential lighting. Many building owners are addressing this by retrofitting their existing buildings' lighting systems. State housing agencies are doing their part as well by designing green building rating systems to help create green homes for all, integrating green design and efficiency into their state-funded housing projects. The single-family and multifamily homes built with funds from these states' housing finance agencies are designed to be healthy and safe, with an emphasis on clean indoor air. The homes use water and energy efficiently, reducing the monthly utility bills for tenants. Over 680,000 residential units in the U.S. are now LEED certified too, and according to the USGBC, certified single-family and multifamily residential units are selling more quickly and for more money than other, less efficiently built projects. Green building is a trend with staying power that keeps growing. According to the U.S. Green Building Council, green construction has had an enormous impact on the job and construction markets. Data published in their Green Job Study shows that from the years 2000 to 2008, green construction supported over 2.4 million jobs, provided $123 billion in labor earnings, and generated $173 billion in GDP. Green Building Standards. The U.S. Green Building Council's Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, LEED, is a voluntary rating and certificate system geared toward increasing the environmental and health performance of structures and neighborhoods. LEED encompasses new construction, existing buildings, and additions of commercial, industrial, mixed use, and all residential structures, whether single family or multifamily. LEED subject areas include sustainable sites, energy efficiency, water efficiency, materials and resource use, indoor environmental quality, emissions, and operations and maintenance. According to the USGBC Texas website, figures for 2018. 300 LEED buildings/projects. Central Texas, 709 LEED buildings/projects. Gulf Coast, 640 LEED buildings/projects. North Texas. The USGBC Plus website names Austin, Houston, San Antonio, Lubbock, and Dallas among the Texas cities doing their part to encourage sustainability in the state. Austin. The Austin City Council unanimously adopted the Austin Climate Equity Plan in 2021. The plan sets the ambitious target of achieving net zero community-wide greenhouse gas emissions by 2040, with the following climate equity goals by 2030. 1. Achieve net zero carbon for all new buildings, while reducing the emissions of existing buildings by 25%. 2. Reduce the carbon footprint of building materials used locally by 40%. 3. Expand economic opportunity and inclusion by creating green jobs and opportunities for entrepreneurs. 4. Prioritize local greenhouse gas reduction, carbon and carbon dioxide removal, and carbon offsets. 5. Support community-led efforts and programs to build a green economy. Austin's local government was the first in the nation to subscribe to 100% renewable energy to power all city-owned buildings. Houston. In June of 2004, the Houston City Council adopted its Green Building Resolution. The resolution, implemented by the city's General Services Department, created a policy that all city-owned buildings new, replacement, and renovated spaces, with more than 10,000 square feet of occupied space, must be in line with LEED Silver Level certification. In 2018, Houston added 11.4 megawatts of solar energy. Since 2014, Houston has led the nation as the largest municipal purchaser of Green Power 4. Also, Houston occupies the top position as the EPA's Green Power Partnership Top 30 Local Government list as the largest green power user at over 1 billion kilowatt hours of annual green power usage, using geothermal, solar, and wind power. The city of Houston ranks number 17 on the Green Power Partnership National 100 amongst other partners such as Google Inc., Microsoft Corporation, T-Mobile, Walmart Inc., AT&T, and Apple Inc. San Antonio. In October of 2017, the city of San Antonio approved SA Climate Ready, a pathway for climate action and adaptation. The city's Office of Sustainability will coordinate a partnership with CPS Energy and the University of Texas at San Antonio, UTSA, with the goal of making San Antonio carbon neutral by 2050. The plan will address the reduction and prevention of the emission of greenhouse gases, despite population growth. SA Climate Ready is based on sound sustainability practices and data-driven climate science. Lubbock. Climate scientists at Texas Tech University are delving into climate change research to help plan its impacts on humans and the environment. The study of climate change is especially of interest for scientists in Texas due to the billions of dollars spent on rebuilding after weather disasters have devastated the state. The climate scientists based out of Texas Tech study weather patterns across the state to inform predictions about impacts on temperature, precipitation, and evaporation, and how those issues will affect the state's water supply, public health, and infrastructure. The climate scientists based out of Texas Tech study weather patterns across the state to inform predictions about impacts on temperature, precipitation, and evaporation, and how those issues will affect the state's water supply, public health, and infrastructure. Dallas. The builders of the George W. Bush Presidential Center in Dallas had some ambitious dreams when they sat down with designers to construct a complex that meets LEED's platinum requirements, and they succeeded. Dallas presents green builders with a challenge when it comes to water efficiency and conservation, given that the city and surrounding area are faced with minimal average rainfall and residents' high water usage. Surrounding the Presidential Library and Museum, the first to achieve LEED Platinum status, is a 15-acre urban park and more than 900 trees, some from the Bush's own Texas ranch. Bluebonnets, Other wildflowers and native grasses are sustained by a rainwater recycling system that covers half their irrigation needs. ICC. The International Code Council, ICC, developed its 2012 International Green Construction Code, IGCC, in cooperation with the American Institute of Architects, AIA, ASTM International, ASHRAE, the U.S. Green Building Council, USGBC, and Illuminating Engineering Society, IES, in the hopes that it will reduce the negative impacts of man-made structures on the environment, thereby providing enormous benefit to society and the environment. The green construction codes become mandatory when a governing jurisdiction adopts them into their own codes and ordinances. Currently, three states and several jurisdictions within other states have adopted the IGCC. The IGCC sets the minimum requirements for the environmental performance of buildings, including new construction and additions and alterations to existing construction. It encompasses a variety of building types, all commercial buildings, certain forms of industrial buildings, mixed-use developments, and multifamily residential over three stories. These codes cover everything from materials and resource use, indoor environmental quality, and sustainability to energy and water efficiency, as well as the operations and maintenance of these structures. IGCC is the first code to include ongoing sustainability as part of the construction project, as well as its site, beginning with the design and continuing through its certificate of occupancy and beyond. These codes are presumed to increase the efficiency of structures and to improve health and safety, as well as positively impact community welfare. The difference between the IGCC and LEED is that though very successful in its own right, LEED programs are voluntary, while the IGCC was created with the intention of mandatory adoption enforced by governing jurisdictions. Some of the IGCC's efforts toward resource conservation and efficiency include bullet requiring recycling areas for building occupants, bullet use of recycled, recyclable, bio-based, or indigenous materials, bullet moisture control, energy requirements, provisions for plumbing fixtures, appliances, HVAC systems, and water treatment systems. For more information on the IGCC, go to www.iccsafe.org/IGCC. If a property is LEED certified by the U.S. Green Building Council, USGBC, the management department often has a LEED accredited manager or maintenance engineer. Note that, under the USGBC LEED program, buildings are certified and individuals are accredited. The career path for all who want to become LEED accredited begins with passing an exam to become a LEED Green Associate. The LEED Green Associate accreditation is based upon an examination only. No previous experience on LEED or other green projects is required. Additional information is available from www.usgbc.org. Having obtained the LEED Green Associate accreditation, the next step is to become a LEED Accredited Professional, LEED AP. The LEED AP program is divided into several specialty areas that are important to property managers. All levels of LEED AP require both an examination and real-world work experience. The LEED AP Operations and Maintenance, LEED AP O plus M. Accreditation is awarded to individuals who have a demonstrated knowledge of and practical experience in implementing sustainable practices, improving building performance, and reducing environmental impact in existing buildings through enhanced operations and maintenance. LEED AP Interior Design plus Construction, LEED APID plus C. Accreditation is for individuals who have knowledge of and experience in the design, construction, and improvement of commercial interiors and tenant spaces that result in a healthy, sustainable, and productive work environment.